The Civil War series with Dr. James Robertson is underwritten by the Trust Company of Virginia.
Nestled comfortably in the storehouse of folklore about the Civil War are many tales of achievement by espionage agents on both sides. Some are true, most are not. Among the handful of figures whose spy activities not only existed but took a variety of forms was Elizabeth Van Loo. Born in 1818, Lizzie Van Loo was the daughter of a hardware merchant who came from the North and prospered in Richmond. The daughter attended school in Philadelphia. When the father died, he left everything to his wife and Lizzie. The two women settled into a quiet existence on the edge of Richmond society. When Civil War came, Van Loo was in her mid-40s, a small, dowdy Virginia spinster who loved her mother and detested the institution of slavery. Van Loo was also a staunch Unionist who had no intention of cooperating with the Confederacy. When government officials proclaimed fast days on behalf of conserving food and giving thanks, the Van Loos openly dined in lavish style. Methodically throughout the early part of the war, Lizzie converted the large old mansion she occupied in the Churchill section of the Capitol into a veritable castle. The doors were triple-locked, secret passageways and hidden rooms laced every floor of the mansion. Tunnels supposedly led to the James River. The strong-minded Van Loo was small in stature with darting blue eyes, dark hair and ringlets about her face, a seemingly nervous disposition, and a superior intelligence. She sought out and organized Richmond citizens with sympathies akin to her own. Among her Union agents was Elizabeth Bowser, a black woman on the Confederate White House staff. Bowser gathered a vast amount of useful information for Van Loo while doing such chores as serving meals and acting as a maid to the children of President Jefferson Davis. By flattering local officials, Van Loo got permission to visit captured federal officers in Libby Prison. There she went almost daily, taking in food and bringing out information that prisoners had overheard. Van Loo dispatched much news through the lines to Union Army headquarters. Meanwhile, an indeterminable number of escaping federal prisoners took shelter in her home. In public, Van Loo adopted a dress and a manner to give the impression of being at least demented and at the most insane. Richmond inhabitants shied away from her and dismissed her as Crazy Betsy. Scared little boys at a distance called her witch. All of this, of course, helped mask her espionage activities because people left her alone. Suspicious Confederate officials watched her constantly, but they could never catch Crazy Betsy in any subversive action. Union forces in April 1865 occupied Richmond, and General U.S. Grant placed a strong guard around the Van Loo home to protect it from looters. Lizzie hosted a number of receptions for Union dignitaries. Only then did astounded townspeople learn that a Yankee spy had dwelled in their midst for the entire war. General Grant left no doubt over the matter when he commended Van Loo for sending what he termed the most valuable information received from Richmond during the war. In 1869, then-President Grant added insult to injury by appointing Van Loo as postmistress of Richmond. She served in that position for the 8 years of Grant's administration. Van Loo went to Washington and worked for a time there in the post office department. Her Richmond home, meanwhile, had been confiscated and turned into a private sanatorium for the insane. In time, Van Loo returned to Richmond, where she spent the remainder of her life with a niece and 40 cats. The spinster died in September 1900. Few people attended the funeral service in Richmond's Chaco Cemetery. Yet an elaborate gravestone soon adorned Van Loo's burial site. Some thought the marker a testimonial that Richmonders had forgiven and forgotten. They had not. The stone was a gift from appreciative citizens in Massachusetts.